In this audio, I am going to share some of the highlights of my life. Yes, it's Glenn again. Now let's get started. I was born in 1947 in Red Bay, Alabama. My family moved to a farm in Bertrand, Missouri when I was only 4 months old. I cannot recall any events in my early childhood that I really need to report, except that I did struggle with extreme shyness, a lack of confidence, and low self-esteem. Extreme shyness has always been a major issue for me. I had a minor speech impediment when I was young that probably contributed to that problem. I have always had to cope with my inability to complete simple mechanical tasks. I was totally inept at anything requiring the use of my hands, with sports being the lone exception. As these issues became more evident in my teenage year, my frustrations and despair only grew. Fortunately, I was pretty good in sports and I made good grades. Specifically, I had success in baseball and basketball and was strong in mathematics and was a pretty good writer. I was selected as a valedictorian of my 8th grade class at Bertrand Elementary School and was voted the best athlete of my senior class at Kelly High School. I began college at Southeast Missouri State University in the fall of 1965 and attended for 3 years before I was drafted into the Army in early 1969. I ended up in Vietnam as an NCO and squad leader in the 101st Airborne and did experience a great deal of combat in Vietnam and Cambodia. I returned home in early 1971 and graduated from Southeast Missouri State University with a Bachelor of Science in Mathematics in 1972. I landed a position with the Illinois Department of Public Aid in September 1972 and remained there for 13 years. Later, I worked at the Illinois State Police for 3 years and the Illinois Department of Insurance for 15 years. At the Department of Insurance, I was a research economist and a director of research and statistics and published numerous research studies. I retired in January of 2004 at 56 years of age. In February 1981, I was married. 19 months later, my daughter Tiffany was born. Sadly, that marriage was dissolved in the summer of 1983. I received a master's in statistics and a PhD in research methodologies, along with some professional designations during my 31-year career with the state of Illinois. In September of 1989, I met my wife Marlene at a singles conference at the First Methodist Church of Springfield, Illinois. This coming September, we will be celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary. Currently, Marlene and I divide our time between Springfield, Illinois and Bradenton, Florida. We had previously lived in Rochester, Illinois and Port Angeles, Washington. Strangely, we lived in each of those places exactly 13 years. We have maintained our condominium in Bradenton, Florida since 2013. During our time together, we have traveled extensively, both domestically and abroad, something I never fathomed as a young child in Bertrand, Missouri. Marlene is active and a people person, while I am comfortable as a couch potato and computer nerd. We have now been retired for more than 16 years. As I speak now in the late spring of 2020, our nation is in the grips of the nasty coronavirus. I am very optimistic that things will return to normal in the fall this year. I continue to pray for our country and its people. Yes, I have experienced my share of hardships, and I certainly have made numerous missteps in my life. But overall, God has really blessed me with a wonderful life. There you have it. More than 72 years boiled down to 5 minutes. Where has the time gone? At this stage of my life, I can proudly say, all is well. May God bless you all. Thank you for your attention, and have a great day.